SBS Radio.
Amnesty International says an investigation into last year's airstrikes on the IS stronghold of Raqqa in Syria has found a disproportionate number of casualties and indiscriminate attacks. The human rights organisation says hundreds of people died and thousands were injured in the fight to retake the city from IS. Amnesty is urging the Australian government and other nations from the United States-led coalition to be more transparent about their roles in the airstrikes. At the time, it was reported Australia had 6 fighter jets based in the United Arab Emirates for the strikes in Syria. Amnesty says it has carried out field investigations in 42 sites across the destroyed city and found, in the process of retaking control, the coalition killed or injured thousands of civilians. Amnesty's senior crisis response advisor, Donatella Rivera, says the Australian government needs to explain its role in Raqqa.
Other countries who are member of the coalition are not devoid of responsibility because that military campaign was carried out in their name, and they should do all that is in their power to ensure that the disastrous outcome for the civilian population is investigated and that justice is done.
The United States, Britain and France launched the airstrikes from June the 6th to October the 12th on behalf of a coalition of 70 countries, including Australia. In November last year, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop acknowledged Australia's involvement.
I can confirm that the anti-ISIS forces have taken back our Raqqa territory that was occupied by the terrorist group ISIS. The Australian government supported our involvement through the RAAF. We are part of the international coalition to defeat ISIS, and our Air Force provided support and assisted in refueling and the like.
Donatella Rivera, who authored the Amnesty report, says while there is no evidence Australia launched any airstrikes of its own, the extent of its involvement remains unclear.
We do not know exactly what role other members of the coalition had. We know that some of them were involved in air surveillance, and the result of those surveillance operation and the information that were gathered were used to carry out strikes. We know that other members of the coalition contributed in tangible terms, for example, with refueling of aircraft that were carrying out the airstrikes.
Amnesty has found the United States carried out over 90% of the airstrikes in Raqqa, while Britain carried out around 200 strikes and France contributed on a lesser scale to the bombings. In May 2017, United States Defense Secretary James Mattis had told the US television network CBS the new plan in the region was what he termed annihilation rather than attrition.
We are going to move in an accelerated and reinforced manner, throw them on their back foot. We have already shifted from attrition tactics where we shove them from one position to another in Iraq and Syria, to annihilation tactics where we surround them.
Amnesty says it has written to defense officials in the United States, Britain and France, seeking additional information about the attacks. Ms. Rivera says there are still too many unknowns.
The coalition until now has refused to make available details which are crucial for establishing exactly what went wrong, why so many civilians were killed, including the list of the locations that they bombed, the kind of munitions that they used, and why those targets were chosen.
1 year after the airstrikes began, Amnesty says the Syrian people in Raqqa still have not recovered. Ms. Rivera says the coalition needs to do more to repair the damage it had a part in.
If there were resources for the military campaign, there also have to be resources made available for the consequences of that military campaign. And at the moment, that does not appear to be very high on the list of priority. There is a certain amount of aid, but it is woefully inadequate compared to what the residents of Raqqa need after such incredible devastation.
Tara Gazzaletto, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.